If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
I promised you a quintessential experience this hour, and we're going to deliver that. But I have to tell you that no matter how many books you read, brochures you see, videos you watch, blogs you read, you will not understand what Adair Manor in County Limerick, Ireland is all about unless you go there. And we have been going to Adair Manor for more than a decade. And it's always been that quintessential experience. I've created a catchphrase, which is castle hopping, for visiting castles, historic homes, ruins, wonderful places filled with history and charm and uniqueness by day, and then staying at night in a castle hotel or historic manor house, because it's very jarring to go from a day of visiting wonderful castles and stepping into the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th centuries, and then walk into a hotel that was built in the last 20 years and is chrome and glass and gorgeous and wonderful and comfortable. But it's like having tacos for appetizers and chow mein for the main course. It just is jarring and doesn't go together. And I can tell you, because I have experienced that, and it just doesn't fit together properly. It's the kind of thing that gives you a stomach ache. So I highly recommend that you go castle hopping by day and by night. And Adair Manor is one of those fairy tale destinations. This weekend, this past weekend, I was watching the dreadful news about what's going on in Texas. And our hearts and prayers go out to everyone affected by it and everyone who has family and friends that are affected by the terrible storm that has overtaken such a big state in such a big way. But I had my DVR set up to record a CNN program about Princess Diana. And regrettably, not only was it preempted, but I can't even remember what the name was. I'm sure that it's on again and I will catch it. But it was the focus was Princess Diana, fairy tale life or fairy tale something. The word fairy tale was in it. And when I think of fairy tale experiences, I always associate them with castles, don't you? Because fairy tales always had a castle in it. And when I think of castles and palatial places to stay, one of the first that comes to mind for me is Adair Manor in County Limerick, Ireland, which is very, very close to Shannon Airport. So if you're flying into Shannon Airport, this is a great place to invest your first night or two or three. And there's so much to see in the region around it that if you only stayed a night, you'd wind up spending far too much time visiting the sites around. And this is the kind of place where you want to come and bring your favorite book and curl up in a window seat somewhere and not leave for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. So you want to plan some time to view Adair Manor as the destination, that this is the thing you have come to do. And we're going to be talking now with Paul Heary, who is the new general manager at Adair Manor, which closed in mid-January last year. And we made sure we were one of the last guests to stay there. We were there and checked out. We were there for a couple of nights, and we checked out the day, 2 days before it closed. And we purposefully did that because Adair was supposed to be closed for 18 months. It's going to be a little longer, and I kind of guessed it would be a little longer because if you've ever done a construction in your house, any refurbishments or whatnot in your home, you know how much longer it takes. It generally costs twice as much and takes three times as long as they told you. But they're at the point now at Adair Manor where I understand they're ready to take reservations because they're going to be opening soon again, and we hope to be back there soon again. So we've got fresh in our mind the last visit in January 2016 and what's going on there now. So welcome, Paul Heary, general manager of Adair Manor in Limerick, Ireland. And if you want to take a look at their site, you can do two things. Go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, and in the show notes for today's show, when you click on Paul Heary, you're going to find a link. It'll take you right to adairmanor.com. But if you're in a hurry, you can go straight there. So, Paul, you arrived at Adair Manor when?
I began in July of this year. So I've just come on board and at exciting times. So, no, I'm delighted to be part of the team at Adair Manor. So, recently moved from Gleneagles Hotel in Scotland. Certainly another iconic property that I really enjoyed. And it was a great opportunity to return back to my native country and be part of the team here at the Manor.
You know, you mentioned that you were at also the Connaught for a good period of time, and then you were also from 2004 to 2011 at the Merrion Hotel in London. Not in London, hit her in the head with a brick and wake her up in Dublin. Yes, we've stayed there quite a number of times. And in fact, if you go to sabrams.com, that's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, put in Merrion, M-E-R-R-I-O-N, and you'll get links to interviews that over the years I've done with Peter McCann, who's probably still the general manager there, no?
He certainly is. Peter is currently the first and only general manager in the Merrion Hotel, so 22 years, give or take.
Wow.
He has been, so no, he's a wonderful man, and I enjoyed my time working with Peter, so
well, you
I
know,
got to know him back in Sheen Falls Lodge, so that's where my relationship began with Peter.
Well, you know, if you were there between 2004 and 2011, what was your position there?
I began as food and beverage, and then I moved into hotel manager, or resident manager was the position that I finished up. So, you know, I was there for just short of 8 years, so I grew within the business there.
We had to have met, and probably very briefly, on one of our many stays at the Merrion. In fact, my bedroom, and I'm going to send you a link to it. I'll send you a link. In fact, I should do a blog with it. Let me make myself a note. A blog with a link to Lord Monk's suite and a photo of my bedroom in my house, which is modeled after Lord Monk's suite with the Wedgwood blue painted walls and the blue and white dishes on the wall. And, yeah, that was my favorite place. I don't think we ever stayed anywhere but Lord Monk's suite every time we checked in there. They kind of knew I was partial to it. But you have a magnificent and glorious past in luxury pampering. So you really are, I mean, I don't even have to meet you or know more to know that you are, they've picked the right person. So welcome aboard at Adair Manor, and we're going to take a quick break and come right back talking with Paul Heary, the general manager of Adair Manor, a wonderful place, people. If you've got a benchmarking birthday, anniversary, something coming up, that's the place to do it. And we'll tell you more reasons in the next segment, so don't leave me.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Got a dream. I want the world to share in castle walls. Just lead me to despair. The hills of forest green where the mountains touch the sky. A dream come true. I'll live there till I die. I'm asking you to say my last goodbye. The love we knew ain't worth another try.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Corknickels. Intrigued by Cliff Corknickels? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moore, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moore, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Corknickels. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
The 1926 National Historic Landmark Dory Fishing Schooner Adventure berthed in Gloucester, Massachusetts, is a national treasure that sails as an icon of the American fisheries and floating classroom for maritime education. The schooner is operated at sea, primarily along the New England coast, as a living memorial to Massachusetts fishing heritage. As such, adventure is important not only to Gloucester, but also to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and all of America. The schooner Adventure is the last of the Gloucestermen. The vessel's immortalized by Rudyard Kipling in his classic Captain's Courageous. The Adventure is also an icon of our nation's fishing industry and Gloucester's 387-year heritage as America's oldest fishing port. Further, the schooner Adventure serves as a living memorial to the more than 5,000 Gloucester fishermen who have perished at sea. If Gloucester's history is to be understood, it should be viewed in large measure through the eyes of a fisherman. What better way to tell Gloucester's story than on board the last of the Gloucestermen? Please visit schooner-adventure.org for more information and how you can support this historic vessel.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do, eh? Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes, eh? Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm going to say the first time I ever stayed at Adair Manor was early in the 2000s, probably in 2003, maybe 2004. I'll bet they have records that go back long enough to be able to check and see when was the first time, or I can go into some old daytimers and find out. But it is a fairy tale experience. And you come down a very long drive, and ultimately you arrive at Adair Manor. And don't get fooled by the word manor, because it is a historic castle property, and it is gorgeous. And I I'm busting to learn more about what's been done there, because they've been closed since mid-January 2016, and they are getting ready to reopen any minute. So what do you anticipate will be the actual reopening date, Paul?
We hope to open in early November is when we plan to have the Adair Manor reopen.
Well, that's great progress, because just a month or two ago they were saying December. So this is you're moving the clock.
We're on track. And we'll definitely open, if not a few weeks sooner, in October. But we definitely feel comfortable that it will be early November.
So if people wanted to start making reservations now, how would they do that?
Just go onto our website, www.adairmanor.com. We have a temporary website that's up at present, and that will change over to our new website once we have our images all done over the next couple of weeks. And we're taking bookings from the 23rd of November is when we're taking them at present. And as I said, we're on track, and we hope to bring that forward ever so slightly to the beginning of November.
Okay, so let me go to my calendar. Nobody move. That happens to be Thanksgiving Day. November 23rd
yes,
is Thanksgiving Day
it
in
is.
The U.S. Okay, years ago, and we've done this on more than one occasion, but on this particular years ago occasion, you know, if you want to go to the Caribbean in November for Thanksgiving, it will cost you an arm, a leg, and your firstborn, both for the airfare and for staying wherever you are. And many people who head for the Caribbean in November are doing so because they're golfers, and pretty much golf in the north of America is shutting down for the season. But it's not a big deal holiday in Europe or in Ireland. And so we flew into London several days before. And we had our children, who were both in college, fly in. They flew out of the U.S. on Wednesday, because the day before Thanksgiving, classes either aren't happening or end early, or they just cut them. I don't know what. But they flew out Wednesday. We picked them up at Heathrow on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. And we headed for the ferry. And we came across on Irish ferries from Holyhead to Dublin, and we headed, we spent the whole holiday period in Ireland, and they flew back home to their colleges from Dublin, and we stayed for another week. People, don't wait for the moon to be in Sagittarius to plan your own fairy tale trip. You know, life has a nasty habit of getting in the way. So don't wait for this one to graduate and that one to feel better, and if they need you, your cell phone will work, your email will work, and you can be home. If you're flying to the East Coast from Ireland, you can be home in 5-6 hours. So this is the time to go, and Thanksgiving is a glorious time to be in Ireland. In fact, one Thanksgiving when we were in Ireland, we had Thanksgiving dinner, not an American Thanksgiving dinner, but we had our dinner giving thanks in the kitchen of, what is it called, Max Tavern in Bunratty Village. Not Dirty Nelly's out in the front. The one that's in the little village, and they have dining areas, but then they have an area that used to be the kitchen. And we had our Thanksgiving dinner there. How many Thanksgiving dinners can you remember where you had them? Have it in Ireland. You'll never forget it. Stay with me. We're going to come back. We're going to dive into what's happening at Adair, because I don't know either. Don't leave me.
Come on to my house, I'm going to give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm going to give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes, eh? Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Time for more Travel Talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Paul Heary, General Manager of Adair Manor. Adair Manor is this fabulous castle hotel in County Limerick, Ireland. It's not more than maybe 20 minutes. If it's more, maybe you're driving too slow. From Shannon Airport, it's near... so much worth sightseeing to visit. And if you're one of those people that's not going to stay on the Dingle Peninsula, you can at least take a drive there or do the Ring of Kerry or, you know, go out to visit Bunratty Castle and go out to the Cliffs of Moher. Go to Foyne's Flying Boat Museum and Foyne's Maritime Museum, which are adjoined to one another, which is just down the road from Adair. And in County Limerick, when you get there, say hi to Margaret Shaughnessy from O'Shaughnessy for me. If you don't know what a flying boat is, go to sabrams.com, put in flying boat, and you'll get links to archived audio, photos. It's an amazing story. But you can do it all from Adair Manor. Now, how many accommodations are there, sleeping accommodations, Paul?
So we have increased our inventory up to 104 bedrooms. So an additional 42 rooms have been created in the new project.
Where did you get them from?
It's a whole new wing that has been built on. So it's a wonderful new wing with 42 bedrooms that it connects onto the existing manor.
When the new wing was it built in the style of the original dwelling?
Absolutely. It's identical to what the manor is, and it's stone. And its look.
So you can't tell the old Morton salt and the new Morton salt. Oh, you might not know what Morton salt is. Do you know what Morton salt is?
I do.
Oh, okay. It's an American brand of salt that used to advertise, you know, the old Morton salt, the new Morton salt. It's still the same salt. But, you know, there are other very clever hotels in Ireland. The one that comes to mind is the Slieve Donard in Newcastle I guess it's County Down. It's just east of 29 miles east of Belfast. And they doubled the size of that building. And you really need to know they did an addition to know that anything is new from the outside of the building. I mean, there's just no way you can tell the difference. It's so you've done that. I'm very proud of you. That's wonderful. That
Absolutely.
Really is wonderful.
Yeah, no. And the old manor is a full restoration program, and the facade has been cleaned. So with the new building coming on, the workmanship is pretty much identical with the stonework.
Generally speaking, whether it's a refurbishment or a redecoration, a reimagining, additions, changes, hotels don't mind sharing. In fact, they're quite proud of the extent of the investment they had to do this. How many euros did it take to plow into Adair Manor?
Lots and lots of them. I guess that the best way for me to answer that for you at the moment is come and see. You know, if you come and you've used the word fairy tale, you've used it a couple of times, it's magical. And I think the fairest way of answering that is come and have a look and stand around the grounds. Stand in Adair Manor, and I think you'll answer it yourself. And I think that's the fair way for everybody is to experience the wonderful, wonderful property that we have. And we look forward to seeing everybody. And I think then we'll have a talk over a cup of tea, and it will we'll come up with a figure.
Okay, because otherwise you're going to make me do a lot of research, because you've just put a red flag in front of the bull. But in any event, to do just what you've described, you know, has to be, you know, tens of millions of euro, unless somebody's got a magic wand and just makes a wish and there it comes.
Well, there's been a few magic wands out there as well to get this project, because to do it in the time frame, you know, the 18, 19 months, remarkable from everybody, everybody involved to literally do this full restoration. And also the golf course has received the same attention as everywhere else. So that's a full new course experience that we've done too.
Well, you know, saving that the golf course, because I have a huge golfing audience, and I'm saving that part of it for a bit, but we'll get to that in a second. So I was wondering about, you know, every time somebody goes to do something, and Ireland does not have the market cornered on this. I mean, this is very, it happens all over the world. It particularly happens in the U.S. When you've got a historic landmark property, you often have county councils that throw obstacles in the path. Did you find that you had lots of local support, or were there people that felt that any changes would not be for the good?
No, we've had a lot of support from the community and from the Limerick area. But everything that we have done and what we're doing at the moment is really just bringing this beautiful building back to what it was. It was a remarkable building, and we just want to get it back to where it was. So it was just literally just helping that process. So,
can I tell you a secret?
Sure.
When we were there 2 days before Adair closed for this refurbishment, I didn't see any reason why it needed to close. I understand when, you know, new money comes in, new people come in, they have their ideas. I understand that when you work in a place, you live in a place, you know about, you know, the faucet that drips or the, you know, the drain that doesn't drain somewhere in a building. I mean, that's just normal things. But from the perspective of the guest, we had the highest quality of comfort and pampering service and attention. And we had dinner on property 2 nights, and the quality of the food was at its maximum. And we invited over our good friend, Pat Dooley, who owned a Dooley Car Rental, which is now part of the Enterprise Car Rental System. Mm-hmm. We invited him to come over and join us at breakfast so we could catch up with him. And everything about it was completely delightful, and because it was the first week in January or second week, it was early enough in January, the Christmas decorations had not been taken down. So we have all these fabulous pictures in front of that Christmas tree that, if it were outside, would scrape the sky. Everything about it was just luscious. So for me, you could have left it alone. It saved all that trouble. So
well, I think a lot of people would agree with you, and some people, you know, may, what are we doing? But I think a lot that we've done also is putting the infrastructure into the building to take it to, you know, and put another 100 years on it, and, you know, ensuring that to deliver that exceptional service, it needs a little support on the back, and that's where a lot of the areas has been focused on.
Aren't we all just the guardians for the future? I mean, I look at it that way. I have an antique collection that nobody's going to want when I'm no longer on this planet. Nobody in my family, anyway. But I know somewhere out there, there's some person that's going to want to own these things to be the guardian for a period of time until it's passed along to the next guardian. Because where there are treasures, whether they fit in your china closet or they sit on thousands of acres of ground, they need to be cared for, maintained. And America, as a new country, for the longest period was into, let's rip it down and put a parking lot there, until somewhere along the way historical societies sprung up, activists sprung up, who were there to say, no, let's maintain it, let's keep it, it's part of our past. And if it's going to be in our future, we really need to take care of it. So it's wonderful when people come along, like Mr. McManus and his wife, and others who see the value of taking this under their wing and making sure it is there for posterity. And, of course, adding, how many rooms did you have, 42 rooms? This is wonderful. All right. Because now you can accept groups for weddings, with a golf course there, incentive groups where people, companies want to reward their best salesmen, their valued customers, their valued suppliers, and invite. What a perfect place. All of you in business, you want to reward all the people who made their quota? It's not going to cost you anything. If you dangle in front of your salespeople a golfing expedition to Adair Manor in Limerick, Ireland, the increase in sales that you will require for people to qualify for this trip will pay handsomely with profit left over for the trip itself. That's what incentive trips are all about. And everybody knows, travel will motivate people more to work harder than a gold watch. Just how it is. So give that some thought. Everybody stay with me. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know. For over 5 decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now.
800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
The 1926 National Historic Landmark Dory Fishing Schooner Adventure, berthed in Gloucester, Massachusetts, is a national treasure that sails as an icon of the American fisheries and floating classroom for maritime education. The schooner is operated at sea, primarily along the New England coast, as a living memorial to Massachusetts fishing heritage. As such, Adventure is important not only to Gloucester, but also to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and all of America. The schooner Adventure is the last of the Gloucestermen. The vessel's immortalized by Rudyard Kipling in his classic Captain's Courageous. The Adventure is also an icon of our nation's fishing industry and Gloucester's 387-year heritage as America's oldest fishing port. Further, the schooner Adventure serves as a living memorial to the more than 5,000 Gloucester fishermen who have perished at sea. If Gloucester's history is to be understood, it should be viewed in large measure through the eyes of a fisherman. What better way to tell Gloucester's story than on board the last of the Gloucestermen? Please visit schooner-adventure.org for more information and how you can support this historic vessel.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at aerlingus.com.
Time for more Travel Talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Noises in the U.S. government about not allowing people to come in on H-2B visas. These are unique travelers who are given a visa that allows them to work. Typically, you need a green card to be able to work or some kind of visa to be able to work. Some company has to prove that they need you and your unique skills and that no American is going to be available or suitable to do your job or this particular job. Every summer, thousands of mostly college-age young people, and most of them college students, come to the U.S. from different places in the world to work for the summer. You would then say, well, you know, there are American kids who need summer jobs. Why are we giving these jobs to these foreigners? Then you may have heard that many H-2V visa people have come in this summer to work at properties that are owned by Trump International and the Trump family. And so the president took some heat over that, or at least the Trump organization. And from a strictly non-political point of view, let me explain this to you. There are neighborhoods in America that are either middle class, upper middle class, upper class, or upper upper class. Those families that live in those neighborhoods have children who are not going to go down to the local pub and work there in the summer. Their kids are on a teen tour in Europe somewhere. Or they got a job in somebody's law firm or whatever. Or they're just down at the country club with mom and dad. They're not working anywhere. There are neighborhoods in where there are residences in touristic destinations. Destinations like Newport, Rhode Island. Fancy schmancy destination. Not cheap to live in Newport. But there are a lot of gift shops and restaurants and pubs and bars and taverns and hotels that need people who are willing to fill beer glasses and bus tables and be part of the wait staff. There are places that are in upscale destinations in America where the cost of housing is unaffordable for most Americans. But there still are shops and restaurants and hotels and pubs and whatever. And the people that they would hire for summer help don't exist in that community. They can't get help. They can't get people to come and mow their lawn and weed their flower bed and serve at the bar and do all the kinds of jobs that they need people to do because the number of customers dramatically increases between June and Labor Day. They have to bring in people because there's nobody to hire. So, yeah, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could get inner city kids from Detroit or Chicago or New York or wherever, pick the inner city, who would be thrilled to have a summer job. Problem is they can't commute to places like Palm Beach, Florida, or Newport, Rhode Island. Those people, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Now, in theory, could those employers solicit people from inner cities, transport them up to wherever their place is, or southward to wherever their place is, put them up for the summer and have them work there? Maybe. But that's not what happens. What happens is, just like I just met a group of a half a dozen older teens from Scotland in the Walmart in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, who are in Berkshire County, Massachusetts for the summer working because they came over on H-2B visas. That's a story.
Come back next week. Gotta fly now.
Apulco Bay, it's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalk Radio.